Carl, can you tell me about yesterday's race, the first heat of the Fur Rendezvous?
Oh, it was a real good race. I understand there was some change in Dr. Lombard's time. They had him 2 minutes faster than he should have been, and so that puts me in a lot better spot, and also the rest of the mushers. And I had a good run yesterday. I understand Lombard had a good run. He had some problems. Well, I had quite a bit of problems too. I had changed some leaders, and I got off the trail. And all in all, I was satisfied with my run yesterday. And I'll be running 12 dogs today. I dropped 4, and I don't think it'll hurt me too much. I think 12 can do just as good as 16. I just hope that these 12 can go for another 2 days.
Are these all your own dogs, the 12 you're running today?
No, I got a lot of dogs from the villages. And
Carl, can you tell me about yesterday's race, the first heat of the Fur Rendezvous?
Oh, it was a real good race. I understand there was some change in Dr. Lombard's time. They had him 2 minutes faster than he should have been, and so that puts me in a lot better spot, and also the rest of the mushers. And I had a good run yesterday. I understand Lombard had a good run. He had some problems. Well, I had quite a bit of problems too. I had changed some leaders, and I got off the trail. And all in all, I was satisfied with my run yesterday. And I'll be running 12 dogs today. I dropped 4, and I don't think it'll hurt me too much. I think 12 can do just as good as 16. I just hope that these 12 can go for another 2 days.
Are these all your own dogs, the 12 you're running today?
No, I got a lot of dogs from the villages, and like Galena, Huslia, Nolato, Kayakuk, and those places. And there's a lot of people that loan me dogs, and I really appreciate their help. And I also got some dogs from Pete Shepherd last week, and I got 3 of them running in my team now.
When you're out on yesterday's trail, and did you have any real problems with the dogs running off the trail?
Yes, on Gamble Crossing, it's an 8-lane highway, and I got completely off the trail and on the highway. And if it wasn't for a policeman, I think I'd still be going down the highway right now. And it's pretty hard to stop 16 dogs. We were dragging on the pavement, and I got a little bruised up, but we managed to get the dogs turned around back on the trail again, and I sure appreciate the help from that policeman yesterday.
How long have you been training your dogs for this race?
Well, I've been working at dogs since September, just working with them, getting them everything was just aimed at the Fur Rendezvous.
Has the temperature difference from Galena to here in Anchorage been much hurting your dogs very much?
No, they haven't hurt my dogs because I've been here for over a month now, and they've had time to adjust to the weather and the city life and all the things that go on in the city. They take it pretty good now.
What's the name of your lead dogs?
Well, yesterday I went out with Tech, or rather Rex and Tagger, and those are Justin Patsy's leaders, but the young Rex took me off the trail after some stray dogs yesterday, so I had to put one of my older leaders in there. And today I'll be running Tagger, and then I'll be throwing an older dog in there from Leo Kriska, and the dog's name is Queenie. And I think I'll have a good run today if Queenie can keep out of the way. If she just keeps the dogs on the trail, I think I'll have a good run.
How long have you been racing dogs yourself, Carl?
Well, this is my 4th year at it now. I grew up with dogs, but then I had to go to school, and like all the young people should, and I had some lean years while I was growing up, but when I got out of school, right away I got back into dogs and started messing around with them, and that's how I got here now.
Do you raise your own dogs in Glen?
I raise some, and I just started raising pups now. I've finally caught on how to raise them. I've listened to a lot of old timers like Hugh Byfield and and Tony Sam and those people, you know, they told me a lot. And of course, my father has helped me tremendously.
What kind of food do you feed your dogs?
Well, my dogs have been on Casco meal now for since September, and I throw a lot of vitamins and whatever Casco lacks, I throw in there with it. I use a lot of Wesson oil and rice, and you know, whatever the dog needs, I feed them.
Thank you very much, Carl. Will you be leading off the first position today?
No, I wouldn't mind if I was, but Dr. Lombard is going to be in front of me, and then you know that Gareth Wright, he's a famous musher, and he's behind me, so I'm sandwiched in between two pretty top-notch mushers, and of course there's George Atla back there too.
Gareth, tell me about your place in today's race, the second leg of the Fur Rendezvous.
Well, I'm going out number three. I'll have Dr. Lombard is first and Carl Hunting is second, and I'm third. I think there's 15 seconds separating Carl and I for the first day's heat.
Carl said he's running about 12 dogs. How about yourself?
Yeah, I'm having to cut down too. I'm going to be down to 11 or 12.
What are your lead dogs in this race?
Well, I have a couple of Bill Taylor's lead dogs. There's named Alice and Ruby.
How are the dogs doing with the temperatures here in Anchorage?
Well, it's affecting them some. In fact, I had a couple dogs that I thought were real good dogs that actually got one went down on me yesterday because of the heat.
How about the trail yesterday for you? Did you have any problems out on the trail?
Well, I had a little problem here and there passing, you know, but other than that, it was good. But the trail actually was pretty soft. It broke up a lot, you know. But all the teams in the back had that problem because it was the trail, since it warmed up, the trail just bottom went out of it, more so to speak.
You were rather late in the lineup, too. How many teams did you pass yesterday?
I think I passed 9 or 10. I'm not sure. But it's, I think Lombard passed 11, so...
Did you have any trouble in the passes?
Well, like I said, most of my passes went real good, except for the last two or three, and then I got a few tangles in those passes. But I probably lost a couple of minutes or so, you know. But I think everybody else probably had the same problem.
What are you feeding your dogs during the race?
Well, I feed them Ralston Purina, and then add a little fish and some whale blubber I feed for the extra oil they need.
Do you have any strategy for today's race since you're the third one in line?
Well, just go fast as the dogs can run and hope to catch Carl and catch sight of Lombard.
Do you do a lot of kicking when you're riding? I noticed you took off just standing on the sled.
Yeah, well, the only time I pedal is when the dogs need the help. And when they don't need it, I don't waste my energy. Most of the time I have to do a lot of work coming back up Cordova, and I don't have that much to start in with to begin. At the beginning of the race.
Are your dogs running as fast as you'd like them to be running in this race?
Yeah, they're running real good, actually. I mean, they can run faster, but I mean, the trail just isn't conducive to their fastest speeds right now.
What kind of material do you have on your runners or the sled?
I have P-Tex that they use on skis.
That slide pretty well in these conditions?
It works pretty good, but I have to change it every day. It's this gravel and sand just tears it up. I had to take a new set today.
Is your sled holding up pretty well, though?
Oh, yeah, the sled holds up good. There's no problem there. It's just the runners is all.
Who are your handlers for this race, Gareth?
Well, I've got several of them. There's Ralph Perdue and Mike and Roxy Brooks and Al Chase. And my wife's handling me, so that takes care of it, I guess.
Thanks very much, Gareth.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Can you tell me your name, please?
My name is Emmett Peters, and I'm from Ruby there. This is my second day here, and I'm glad to be in this rendezvous race. And we had some real good friends here, like the people of Atlantic Richfield, the real good people to get around with, the loaners, everything they got, put the necks out real good for us. I'm glad to be here. And of course, I had a tough day yesterday, and today is going to be a real tough one because I lost four dogs due to cuts and cripple, lamed up pretty bad.
Where did you lose those dogs, early in the race, or was it later on in the 25 miles?
Well, it was in the coming home stretch when I got tangled up real bad. Team passing me, and I got tangled. And I was passing some team, then they got tangled again. You know, it's the name of the game. You know, you can't complain about too much about it, but that's the tricks, you know, how it goes.
Are you running all your own dogs?
I got all mine except one. One belongs to my dog handler, Scotty Bound. You know, and certainly hope we have a better luck next year, because we got a lot of young prospect coming up. You know, and we got a lot more help coming too. So it'll be a good year for me next year.
How many dogs are you running this year?
I did took off with 13, and I got 9 today. And tomorrow should be same bunch, I hope.
What are the name of your lead dogs?
My lead dog's name is Nugget, and I got backup Fiji and Digger.
Have you been training long for this race in Anchorage?
Well, I wasn't too sure whether I was going to make it here or not, because we didn't have the sponsor, and I was just doing my natural thing of training, you know, going a few miles here and a few there. And then Atlantic Richfield here, they did everything they can, and I'm pretty sure they're going to do all they can to get us out here again next year. And it's a good, real good prospect for the young generation, you know, like I am, and people along the Yukon really need that kind of encouragement, you know.
Tell me, I mean, how many dog teams are there in the Ruby area?
Well, it's 4 or 5 at this time, and there should be a lot more in the next couple of years, I think.
Do you think you have one of the faster teams in the Ruby area?
Well, not really. It's one of these dogs that I'm experiment on, and I would say I got a fair team. It ain't the fastest, but it'll do the job for this purpose to work here. Only I wish I had a lot more help, and maybe next couple of years I will get some help.
What kind of food are you giving the dogs during the race?
Well, right now they suggest we use Purina, Friskies, Purina, vitamins, you know. And it's one of the, all these mushrooms use, some use Casco, but I stuck with Purina because they're used to it, and they digest better in the body, you know, and I put a lot of vitamins in there. And of course, you switch over to Casco and any other brand, then they start getting the runs, you know. I was our main problem here. We had a lot of sickness on our dogs. First they had the coughs, now they had the flu, now they got the kennel coughs. So I think they're just not getting over it, and it's been a stiff year for me.
Okay. What position are you in today, Emmett?
I started 10th, and I am starting 11th today.
How many teams did you pass yesterday?
I think I got 5, I think.
Pretty good.
But I had a lot of tangle up and put over, way over at Tudor. Dogs went the wrong trail. And just one of those things that happened in the race.
Yeah.
Of course, you can't get any help like a lot of people think they will. When you're on the trail, you're on your own.
Who are the handlers with you during the race here?
I got Martha and Scotty Barron right now.
Do you use your dogs for other things other than racing when you're in Ruby?
Well, right now, I used to go on haul wood and haul water, but now I think I'm sticking strictly to racing because that's what is primarily used here in big cities. They gotta have that stretch and everything out, you know. They gotta really move out and stay at that clip. If you use them on a working condition, and it just knocked the attitude out, and it's just gonna slow down at a certain time on the trail. So it would be a different dog altogether from a race hound to from a working dog. Of course, you see a lot of these dogs here. They're primarily made for that.
Just made for racing.
Race, yeah. They really got the belt too. Down here. Heavy set dogs. Of course, when you have a race hound, you got to have about between 50 to 45 pounds, 52 pounds. That's a real good belt.
What size are your dogs?
Well, mine is kind of, I would say, they're kind of a medium build. They weigh anywhere from 30 32 to 30, 45 pounds, you know. And that is compared to the rest of the top marshals like Atlin, them, you know, they got the real speed hounds there. Of course, they've been at it for a long time. It takes a while before I learn. And if I'm one of those guys that's learning the hard way. I can't get any information from nobody, and you just got to go out and try it. But people here like Tozier and everybody else in the Orville Lake, they really give me a lot of credit for trying. And that's what makes a younger musher like me, you know, go ahead and try it on for the next couple of years.
Thanks very much, Emmett.
Thank you.
Roxy, can you tell me about the Women's World Champion race you were just in?
Well, I ran it last weekend. It was 3 12-mile runs, and I won the first 2 days, and the last day I came in second, and Carol Shepherd was first the last day.
How many dogs were you running in that race?
I ran 10 dogs all 3 days.
No problems with the dogs?
No, I didn't have to drop any. They were all running good. They got one little bridge out there. It was open water under it. Each day I had them a little bit afraid of that, but, you know, no real bad troubles.
Was it a very hilly course?
Oh, in spots there's, you know, some hills, but for the main part it's, you know, mostly flat. And it was a pretty good trail. A little bit, you know, loose snow on it, but it was pretty hard.
How were your dogs running on the course? Were they running fast? You felt they were going fast at their peak?
Usually when it got out in the woods, you know, it would be cooler. They really open up and get rolling there. Sometimes going out, they're a little bit slow, but, you know, they held in there good.
Can you tell me more about the dogs you were running? Who were your lead dogs?
I was running, 9 of my dad's dogs, Gareth Wright, and I had one dog that's about a quarter of his Aurora Husky breed, and he was 3 1/2. My other one was a 2 1/2-year-old male that was out of his breed.
What were the name of the lead dogs?
Bull and Ace.
Did you keep the same lead dogs the whole time?
Yes, I did. My dad ran, 8 of the dogs. He started out with them yesterday that I had in my team. So, and he had Bull and Ace in there, too.
Did you have a chance to get the dogs used to the course before you started the race?
Oh, we drove down here on Tuesday from Fairbanks and then ran two teams around there on Wednesday, and then let them rest Thursday, and the race started Friday.
Was it warm, or was it too warm for them?
No, I think it was going down to about 5-10 below at night, and so during the day, I think it was 10 or 15 above, but it was, you know, good weather for Anchorage for races.
Did you enjoy the race yourself?
Yeah, I like to race, and be able to do it.
How long have you been racing, Roxy?
Oh, I've been running dogs, you know, most all my life, but I never really started racing until I was, I ran 2 years in the junior races, so I was about 16 when I started running dogs in the races.
How often do you run dogs during the week?
Well, it varies. You see, I don't have my own dog, so I have to go out to my dad's house to run his dogs. But I got some young pups at home, and I run them probably about 4 or 5 times a week. And then the last month or so, I've been going out about 2 or 3 times a week to run my dad's race dogs. And then last week, I was running them, you know, about 4 times a week right before we come down.
These puppies that you have, are you expecting to train them into a team for yourself?
My pups, they're a little bit too young, but I had some of my dad's younger pups that are just about 8-9 months old that, you know, he's training his other dogs. He doesn't have time for them, so I just want, you know, some dogs to mess around with at home, so he just sent them home, and I trained them to harness.
Will you put them with a leader then and work with some of the more experienced dogs that Gareth has?
Well, this year we probably won't be running them in any team, but next year they should be starting, you know, getting the team. They'll still be a little bit young, but know, if you have one or two exceptional ones, they might be able to make it for the big races. And I have an older leader of my own at home that I train them with, you know. So it's a lot easier to train them if you have a lead dog to take, show them what's going on.
What kind of food are you feeding your puppies?
Mainly just Purina. And once, you know, your dogs, you start running them in races and stuff, you usually add fish and some, maybe some, either, you know, fat or whale. We've been giving them whale blubber this year.
What advice would you give a young person who was interested in getting into dog mushing about equipment and about the sled and about the dogs? Is there anything in particular you remember that you made as a mistake or that you would have liked to have known about when you began racing?
No, I think the main thing is just experience and the being, you know, the love of dog mushing itself. Because I remember a lot of times when I was younger, I never had no dogs around to run. I had one of my own. I'd go borrow the neighbor's dogs and somebody's sled, and I'd go out and just run them, you know. The main thing is once you start racing, you're going to have some bad times, but that's what you learn by. You know, if you can't just go, always go out and win, because then you don't know what it's like. If you get in a tangle or a dog fight, you got to know how to handle the situation.
Do you feel pretty confident with 10 dogs and handling a fight with a dog team? Can you do it yourself now?
Well, if I had 10 dogs all in a dog fight, all of them fighting, I don't think I could. It'd be pretty hard to break. I mean, I probably could, but usually when I got hook up 10 dogs, they're all trained, and I don't, you know, when I'm training, I usually don't run more than six, eight dogs, and, you know, you add a few more in there, and it really makes a difference if you get into trouble.
Thanks very much, Roxy. Uh-huh.
I'm Grace Ann Jacobs, and I'm daughter of Peter Jacobs from Bethel, and he's a dog musher from that area.
How many dogs does your father have?
He has he has 12 now, I believe, and there's about four at home, so that makes about 16 altogether.
How long has your father had dogs that you know about?
Ever since I was born, I guess.
Has he always been running dogs and using dogs?
Right.
What does he use his dogs for?
When we were in the village of Duke Fuktuluk, that's about 20, 30 miles down from St. Mary's, he used to use his dogs to go hunting and fishing with. And then he used to travel from that village to Bethel to do some, you know, some kind of shopping and just visit around. But mostly it was for, you know, hunting and fishing.
How many dogs does he use when he goes out hunting and fishing?
Usually about 8 or 10, you know, depending on how far he's going to go.
How does he hook up his dogs when he goes out hunting?
You mean, how does he, one and two? Oh, okay, he has one leader and then the rest are in two pairs. And sometimes he has two leaders. That's hardly everyone. I don't know which one he's going to be using for leaders.
Does he raise his own dogs then? They're all his own and he's raising them from puppies?
Some of them he's bought from other people, and others he's raised, and others were given to him, you know, because he likes dogs so much. And most of them he bought, you know, or raised.
How far, by the way, is the run from the village where you used to live on the lower Yukon River to Bethel?
It's probably about 70 miles. 70 miles. So that would be approximately 140 miles altogether.
Can you tell me how long it took for that trip?
It would take about maybe 2, 3 days, 4 days, depending on how the snow is and how the ice conditions are. And usually when the weather's really good and when the snow is just right, they made it just fast in no time.
Did you ever go on one of those trips?
I never did from that village, but I did from Bethel to Nunapajok. That's about 40 miles. And that was when I was about 12 years old. That's
that's quite a trip to make.
Yeah.
Did you stay on the sled the whole time?
Yes, I did. It was pretty cold then, so I had to stay in the sled.
How does your father work on the sled? Does he kick behind, or does he run beside the sled?
He if the dogs are fast enough, he can just sit, I mean, just stand in the back. You know, if the dogs get tired, he can help them run, or he can just kick whenever they're getting slow. It depends on the dogs, you know, how fast they're running.
For the races here, does your father have a special sled?
Well, he made one before he came, and the other one is what he made last year, I believe. And I guess they're, I don't know, he usually makes a lot of sleds, and a lot of people are demanding, you know, sleds from him, you know, buying them. And he's sold about 3-4 sleds so far.
What kind of wood does he use to make a sled with?
I really don't know. I think you better ask him. There he is. Maybe you can ask him.
I'll talk to him later about that.
Okay.
Can you tell me more about, just, I'm interested in how long your father's run dogs, so I have more questions about the people in the area where you've lived. Do many people have dog teams in the Bethel area?
Not very many anymore, because ever since the snow machine came out, you know, the dog teams just gradually, you know, they're gradually disappearing. And there's some dog teams, but not very many. I know my dad, he's had dogs all the way, ever since I was a little girl. And he's always had dogs every year, you know, and ran them every winter.
What does your father feed the dogs?
Combination of different kinds of food. See, in the summertime, he usually goes fishing for the dogs. And he either freezes them, put them under the ground, or dry them, smoke them. And sometimes he buys dog food for them. It depends on, sometimes these dogs don't like to eat regular dog food, you know, the kind that you buy from the stores. So most of the time he just feeds them fish and dogs and whatever. We usually preserve those things.
30 seconds until 10 minutes. I've heard that Peter Jacobs won the race in Bethel. Can you tell me about the race that they have in Bethel?
You mean this year?
Yes, this year.
Okay. This year he left, I can't remember what place he left, but the first heat he came in fourth, and then the next day he came in first. So he was so, I guess he was so fast that they just went both together. I mean, both heats, you know, came in first. So he won that heat, that race.
How long is that race?
It was total of about 3 hours, the slowest one, but the fastest one about 2 hours, I guess.
For both days or just one day?
That's for both days.
Does your father train his dogs for racing early in the year?
I'll tell you what, he runs them practically every day. Even if it's nighttime, like he works from 8 to 4, and then every time he gets off work, he comes home, and then he feeds the dogs or something, and then he runs them. Even in the nighttime, he's been doing that ever since he started owning dogs. He's been always running them. And he's been interested in racing ever since they started racing in the Bethel area. He usually has about maybe 2 liters, just in case one, you know, happens to be injured. And usually it's up to the leader to really, you know, lead the other dogs. It depends on how well trained that leader is. The way he trains his leaders is he takes a already trained leader and sets it by, you know, the one that isn't trained. And then when he makes a command, you know, well, the dog that isn't trained automatically goes with the trained one, you know, and that's how he trains his lead dogs.
How far does your father run his dogs each day?
About approximately 10 miles. You know, it depends on how, you know, the weather is and how the dogs are. Sometimes he just runs them for 2-3 hours, 4 hours, and then come home and he's just pushed. But he just loves dog racing. I mean, dog sledding.
Does he use his dogs for hauling wood sometimes or hauling water?
See, back home we have water services and stuff like that. So usually he just uses dogs for just pleasure and racing and just running them. ever since snow machines came out, and you know, and we have all those services anyway back home now. But he still keeps his dogs.
Tell me about the other teams in the Bethel area. Are there a lot of teams there, or are there very few teams?
Geez, last year we had quite a few teams, but this, you know, this summer there was a lot of mosquitoes, and I know of one man that owned about maybe 13, 14 dogs, and this summer they were all, you know, killed by mosquitoes, so he completely lost his whole, you know, team. And the others, they're either, you know, losing interest or buying snow machines, or, you know, just don't have the interest anymore.